Take something iconic like the all-electric 2024 Fiat 500e. Add something eléctrica. Bring the swagger. And an Italian icon is remixed and ready to drop with its available premium JBL audio system. Tap the banner to learn more. Fiat is a registered trademark of FCA Group Marketing S.p.A. Used under license by FCA US LLC.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 731, Five Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. All right, so you're probably wondering, did I ever end up seeing Avengers Endgame? And I did, and I actually managed to avoid any spoilers before I saw the movie. It actually helps that none of my colleagues are really into comic book movies. And in fact, it turns out none of my students are either. The other day in class, I was giving examples from comic book movies like Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy and The Man of Steel, and the students had absolutely no idea what I was talking about. That lesson went great, as you can imagine. But yes, Avengers Endgame, I did see it. What a fitting end to a wonderful phase of the Marvel Universe. And I'll just tell you, not a dry eye in the house, which may or may not have included myself. All right, but enough of that. Let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Five Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Push-ups. Maybe the most primal and basic of all exercises. We all know what they are. We all try to do them and know they're good for us. But like squats and pull-ups, 95% of the people I see doing push-ups do them wrong. Rut-row. Right now, you might be wondering whether you're in the 95% or the 5%. You might also be wondering what the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow is. Well, I can help you with both of those. The answer to the second question is 11 meters per second. As for the first question, I'm going to make sure you are in the 5% by the end of this article. Here are the five most common mistakes I see when people do push-ups. If you're concerned at all about your shoulder health or longevity of your muscles and building functional strength, listen on. Build an incredibly solid foundation and you'll be on your way to attempting more complex bodyweight movements in no time. But like the foundation of any house, you need to start with a solid base. That solid base means doing functionally correct squats, push-ups, and pull-ups. Let's put the fun back in functionally correct push-ups. Yes, I realize that's not a thing, but trust me, the jokes are only going to get worse from here on out. Five mistakes people make with push-ups. Mistake number one, flaring your elbows out wide. In a correct push-up, hand position and elbow position are crucial. Your elbows should be tucked in slightly, not out like a chicken. Solution: imagine you were trying to give someone a light push. You wouldn't squeeze your elbows directly into your side, and you wouldn't lift your elbows up to your ears, hopefully. Instead, you will likely fall somewhere halfway between that. In other words, when you drop into your standard push-up, your upper arms should be at your sides at about a 45-degree position to your body. Your hands should be slightly wider than shoulder-width apart. Be sure to set yourself with a good starting position, with your hands about shoulder-width apart, on the ground, or just slightly wider. Too wide will allow those elbows to flare outwards. Mistake number two, not doing a full rep and not knowing what a full rep really looks like. Not sure if you're doing a full rep? Solution, touch your chest to the floor and check your ego at the door. If you can't touch your chest to the floor and do a proper repetition, see mistake number five. Mistake number three, not maintaining a straight line from head to toes. Don't do the worm. Your whole body should move up and down together. We often see this when people get tired or do too many reps. Their upper body comes up before their lower body. Your body should basically be in a plank position from head to toe, core tight, butt clenched, through the entirety of the reps. Solution: tight gut, tight butt. First, simply make sure you aren't doing the worm. And if you are, squeezing the midsection and hips is an easy to remember cue. Mistake number 4, your head and nose touches the ground first. Your chest should be the first thing to touch the ground, not your nose, unless you're Pinocchio and you've been telling lies. Solution: stop lying. Also, keep your head tucked back slightly to prevent the chicken head. If you follow the other cues to make sure you're achieving a full repetition, poor head alignment will be obvious because it will hit the ground. Mistake number 5, trying a variation that is too hard with too little strength. When we load too much weight on an exercise or try a body weight variation that is too difficult or attempt more reps than we have the strength for, form breaks down in all sorts of weird ways. If you try the solutions mentioned already and still can't manage a pretty push-up, then an easier push-up variation is the best course of action. Solution: easier push-up variation. If you can't do a push-up with proper form, work up to them. If you need to, start with knee push-ups. If you need to start with something a little easier, try doing push-ups with your hands on a stable, elevated surface. You can also combine the two and do knee push-ups on an elevated surface. Set good form now and you will make progress much faster. It is far better to do easier variations with proper form than to do not so great regular push-ups. Start doing better push-ups today. My dear rebel friend, you now have everything you need to get started down a healthier path to crushing push-ups. To recap, 1, ensure proper hand and elbow position. 2, make sure you're completing full reps. 3, keep your body straight. 4, keep your head in line. And 5, when in doubt, build up your strength with easier push-up variations. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I think back to the minor injuries that I've experienced in my years of weight training, I realized that those injuries usually occurred when I wasn't using proper form. And those injuries tend to flare up when I don't use proper form now. So I've had to learn kind of the hard way. And so Steve is absolutely right. If we can build that solid foundation now, you're going to be able to do more complex movements with a lower chance of injury later. You're going to find that a push-up probably feels easier when your elbows flare out a little bit, but don't do that. And with regards to the position of the head when you're doing a push-up, I would say, yes, 95% of folks maintain the wrong head position when doing a push-up. Now, this is going to shock you. I was watching Batman Begins the other day. I know, what a big shocker. Batman's my favorite superhero, and I happened to be watching that movie. And Christian Bale was doing that move where he was doing those push-ups right after he got out of bed. And I noticed, I was like, oh, his head position is actually incorrect. That's what an uber nerd I am. Not only will I rewatch a movie from over 10 years ago, but I will critique the exercises in the movie. That's hardcore. And so Christian Bale's head position when he was doing those push-ups was actually pointed down too far. He needed to tilt his head slightly upwards. And to steal from Tony Horton of P90X fame, imagine there's an X on the ground just slightly in front of you. That will help you raise your eyes and your head just a little bit so that's in perfect position when you do that push-up. All right, really quickly before I go, just a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list every month. So if you want to be a part of that for free, plus be a part of our 30-day challenges and more, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. Again, that's oldpodcast.com, and it's totally free to join. All right, that'll do it for today. Have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.